Virtus is the Latin word for manliness, but it also implies excellence and courage. Welcome to Virtus, a show dedicated to inspiring and cultivating virtue, character, courage, excellence, manliness, and honor. I am your host, Bo Hutchess. Well, hey, we are back here on the show, and on today's show, I want to introduce you to my friend Aristotle. Aristotle is that Greek philosopher from former and ancient times whose ideas have trickled down throughout history, affected and impacted history, and are still even with us today. And I want to tell you a little bit about Aristotle's Ethics, a book he wrote on virtue and on ethics, and introduce you to a way of thinking about virtue. And that's what the show is in part about, right? Virtus, it's where we get the word, the Latin word, where we get our word for virtue, meaning moral excellence. And Aristotle defines virtue as a mean, as a middle road between two ditches of deficiency and excess. Virtue is the middle road between two vices, a vice of deficiency and a vice of excess. So we can think of virtue on a spectrum. On one end of the spectrum, there is a vice of deficiency. In the middle road, there is the virtue. And on the other end of the spectrum is the vice of excess. Aristotle puts it this way. He says, virtue then is a state of character concerned with a choice lying in a mean, lying in a middle. He says, moral virtue is a mean in this sense. That is a mean between two vices, the one involving excess and the other deficiency. He says, hence also, it is no easy task to be good, for in everything it is no easy task to find the middle. So that's the idea of virtue, is you have to find that middle road between excess and between deficiency. And he also goes on, you know, to talk in his book, it's where we get the idea of second nature, where you do things by habit so much where something becomes second nature. It's just who you are. It's just what you do. It comes out of you by nature. So that's where we get those ideas. You know, as Christians, we don't believe that you can, you can only cultivate virtue by practicing virtuous things. We have to practice virtue through what God has done in our lives, through Christ and through the Holy Spirit. But I think that Aristotle is right in that once we're on this side of the cross, once we're on this side of grace, once we've been regenerated, we can practice virtue. And hopefully it does become second nature. So according to Aristotle and this whole idea of second nature and practicing and growing morally through habituation, he would say that you become courageous by doing courageous things. You become wise by doing wise things. You become good with money by being good with money. So that's what he would say when it comes to second nature, doing these things out of habit and practice. But let me give you an example of how Aristotle breaks down these virtues and then these vices as well. These are not the only ones he covers in his book, but here are some that I think give a good example of what he's talking about. So we have the courage. We have the virtue of courage. People ought to be courageous. Now, the vice of excess would be something like rashness, right? A rash person is not very wise. A rash person goes in when it's 100 against 1. A rash person is very foolish at some times. It's not courageous. Now, it may look courageous, you know, standing 1 against 100, but it's really pretty rash. But the vice of deficiency is cowardice. Right, it is no courage. It is the neglecting of putting yourself in hard situations to prove your mettle. So that's what he would say about courage. Courage is a virtue, but on one temptation is the vice of excess of rashness, and the vice of the deficiency of cowardice on the other side. He also talks about ambition. He says that people need to be ambitious. They need to be properly ambitious, not overly ambitious. The vice of excess, but having absolutely no ambition is a vice as well. You know, to be just a worm, to just have no ambition, no drive, no motivation, that's not ambitious as well. That's not a very good thing. That's a vicious thing. That's a vice. He also talks about being magnanimous. Magnanimous simply means you are a great person, a great souled person. And by the way, I have a whole episode dedicated to Aristotle's view of magnanimity, and I have a blog post as well on my website about Aristotle's view of being magnanimous. Very good stuff. I encourage you to check those out. But being magnanimous, to be a great-souled person, to be a proud person in the best sense of the term, the vice of excess is to be vain, right? Is to think you're worthy of great things, but actually not be worthy of those things. To talk a big talk, but not be able to walk that walk. But the other side, the vice of deficiency is having no concern for great things, or what is called pusillanimous, or meaning having no, you know, aspirations toward greatness, or another way to think about this is being unduly humble about yourself. Where you could potentially be great, but you're unduly humble. You have self-depreciating view of yourself. And he said that's not a good thing as well. You have to be a great-souled person. Don't be vain. Don't think more highly than you ought to. But also, don't think more lowly than you ought to as well. Be a great-souled person. And then he talks about liberality, meaning, you know, dealing with finances. You know, there's the your relationship to money. There is the vice of excess, which is prodigality, the prodigal son, spending things foolishly. But there's also kind of on the other side, a miserliness, a penny-pinching attitude. You know, being so obsessed about every single coin, every single account, every single thing that you don't want to spend money, and you're not liberal with your finances, meaning spending on yourself for good things and helping others as well. So those are just a couple of examples of Aristotle's view of virtue, and I think that we can use this, and I have used this in my life, to determine where I'm at in certain things, but not only when it comes to, you know, characteristics and virtues like courage and love and magnanimity and liberality and temperance and all those types of things, but I think we can apply this to actions. I think we can apply this to our relationships, to others, to hobbies, to institutions, to gauge, you know, where they're at. There's always two ditches on one side, and we have to find that middle road. Let me give you a couple of examples. Let's talk about weight training. Let's talk about fitness. Let's talk about care for the body. Now, we need to care for our bodies. That's the middle road. That's the mean. We need to care for our bodies. I would argue, as men, we need to be strong, whether that's your muscles strong, or if you're a runner, if you're a strong runner, and your lungs. The point is, we need to care for our body. We need to take care of our bodies. Now, the excess of that, the vice of excess, is to be overly concerned with your body. Overly concerned with fitness, you know, counting every calorie as if you get off, you know, your whole fitness plan and whole diet plan is going to be off. This is going to the gym constantly, and I would even put this pushes to the extent of always wanting to take pictures of yourself, post them on social media just to see how good you are doing. To be overly obsessed with your body, to be overly obsessed with your progress, I think that that is a vice of excess. The vice of deficiency, on the other hand, is to not care for the body whatsoever. And I see this a lot in Christians. You know, we think that just, oh, the body, it's just kind of a throwaway thing. You know, it's a fallen body, it's a broken body, you know, we're going to go into the ground eventually, we're going to get a resurrected body, why should I care about my body right now? I feel that sometimes within Christian circles, and I think you see it sometimes in Christian circles as well, right? Think about those respectable sins. One of the respectable sins in our society is being overweight, being a glutton, being obese, not taking care of your body. That is a vice of deficiency. We should care for our bodies. We should strive to steward our bodies well, to be as strong and capable as we can be, to be as in the best shape as we can be without going overboard, and considering all the other things that we have going on in our lives, you know. So I think we can apply that to actions, to lifestyles like this. Don't be overly obsessed with your training. Don't be underly obsessed with your health. Be in the middle. Find that mean. I think we can also apply this to, you know, how you relate to other people in conversation, you know, in social situations, social interactions. There are those types of people who are, you know, really, really awkward to talk to. They can't carry a conversation if they had a wheelbarrow. They couldn't carry a conversation if they had a dump truck. So being socially awkward, you know, not being able to interact with people, not having the interpersonal skills, the wisdom to be able to speak to people. But then there's those that vice of being the center of attention, where you always have to get your opinion in. You always have to, you know, be the first to talk. You always have to control the conversation. But if we try to take that middle road of being socially warm, being conversational, being wise, stating our opinion and stating the truth when we see it fit, I think that's the middle road between being super awkward but also being the center of attention. We can apply this to other things. You know, you take, if there's a certain serious situation, you approach that situation appropriately to the matter at hand. If there's a very serious situation, you take it seriously and you don't try to be light about it. You don't try to lessen the effect of the serious situation. But at the same time, you know, if there's a lighthearted situation, you don't want to take it too light where you're just giggly and foolish, but you also don't want to take it too seriously, you know. And I think this is a really good way to, you know, identify manliness as well. You know, there's the middle road of manliness, of responsibility, of all those types of things, being a man. But the vice of deficiency is effeminacy, is acting like a woman. Being womanly in your demeanor is a vice of deficiency, but being also on the other side, being overly macho, a machismo, you know, that can also be a vice as well. So trying to find that middle road of manliness. You can think about this with hobbies. You know, you should be engaged in a few hobbies, have something on the side, some recreational activity. If you have none, then basically your life is reduced to work in, you know, conversation, I guess. But if that's all you do, you know, if you're overly obsessed with hobbies, you can spend, you know, fortunes of money just to do your certain hobby and it can consume you. We can apply this also to institutions and businesses. You know, the church ought to be a loving place. The church ought to be a loving place. The vice of deficiency would be, you know, being way too cold, way too off-putting, not loving to outsiders, not loving to insiders. A church can be cold, a vice of deficiency where there's no love, but it can also be overly loving. So tolerant of everything that you lose conviction, so open to everything in the name of love, in the name of not wanting to hurt anybody, that you actually lose conviction. And we can apply this to the church's courage, the church's love, the church's fellowship, the church's, you know, ministry, all those types of things. So I hope that helps. You know, it's really helped me kind of think through where I'm at with certain actions, virtues, and characteristics. But yeah, hopefully that helps, and pick up Aristotle's Ethics and give it a read and let me know what you think. Thanks for listening. Remember that pursuing virtues is a journey, and it's a road that we are always walking. With new information, it's now time to act. So be wise and take responsibility. Be courageous and do what you need to do today.